Miss McCammon?
Ma'am, I have Mr. Runyon in.
Thank you.
Johnny?
Hello, Mr. President.
Well, again, I got to thank you for your...
Boy, we got to congratulate you if you didn't do a big job everywhere.
Old man Tom would have been proud of us, wouldn't he?
Oh, boy, I'll say he would have been proud.
He'd have got those red pajamas off, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he sure would. Boy, we got you on the front page again. You make the front page here every day.
I'm mighty proud of Dallas, John, and wouldn't have been possible without your old leadership now.
You've just got
things in good shape. We're going to move with Dallas, my friend. And please tell old Albert and Clyde and...
Listen, Albert will be down there. He'll be at the Driscoll Hotel about 3 o'clock.
Good. Well, I'm up the range.
Oh, you're at the range?
Yeah.
Wait a minute. I got two other friends of yours in here.
All right.
Chambers and Felix.
I want to thank both of them because they're mighty good to me.
Well, here they are.
All right.
Hello, Mr. President.
How you doing, Jim?
Jim, how are you?
I'm just doing fine. I just want to thank all of y'all for the wonderful job you did for me and for the country, and I thank for Dallas.
We're mighty proud of you, and we couldn't have done it without you.
Well,
you were the one that did the job.
No, I'll just tell him, old man Gooch, you turn over in his grave, he'd be mighty proud of you boys this morning.
Well, I hope so.
Because except for the leadership that y'all put out, that never would have happened, and John and I were talking about it yesterday, and I just thought I had a moment this morning, and I'd call and... Ask Johnny to tell you and Felix and Albert and all of them, but every one of them, Clyde, that I appreciate very, very much. And I know it couldn't have been done without you.
Well, you're mighty thoughtful to call, and we're proud of you and proud of the fact that we could have a little part in it.
Well, thank you. Is old Felix around there?
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
Let me talk to him.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Thank you, Felix. How you doing?
Just fine, sir. How are you feeling?
I couldn't be better. You all did a wonderful job up there.
Well... I think we had a little to go with this time.
Well, you had real leadership, and I'm mighty proud of Dallas.
Our man really worked up here, Mr. President.
I talked to him election night and told him how proud I was of him, and I hope we can all bind our wounds now and get back together and move forward and make a bigger and better and finer city and state.
Well, I believe we can do that.
Sure do. Thank you, Felix.
Good to talk to you. You want to talk to Johnny again?
Yeah.
Mr. President, we're glad to get the elder off your sore back, too.
Well, that's a good thing, Johnny, and we'll work with the mayor, and you thank all the boys for me.
I'll do it, Mr. President.
Bye.
Bye.